What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and this is Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursdays. Chill! What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even for the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I start using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman.
And your girl, Manna B, tap in.
Chill.
Chill.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Hope all is well. And on this special Sunday episode of Date Night Talk Podcast and the mid finale Update Night Talk, myself and Ms. Vanna B going to discuss, you know, exes, signs, love reality shows, and many more. And you already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Destiny Unique, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off City Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is your girl, Vanna B, and you're kicking it and listening to my boy on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Guys, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast on a special Sunday episode of Date Night Talk. And of course, we got my co-host, you know, my good friend, Miss Vanna B. How you doing, Miss Vanna B?
I am good, you know, when we go to the birthday. So, you know, it was a good thing. Big up, you know, Libra gang. I know your Scorpios are coming. Oh, God. But yeah, shout out to Libra gang. But you know, everything is good. Everything is good. Can't complain.
Hey, yeah, by the way, happy birthday. Happy belated
birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go. We ain't going to say your age because, yeah, I'm good.
But I don't look my age, so that's always a blessing. But my age is, it's not our old age that we're at right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. We don't look our age, so that's good. And as for me, I've been doing all right, you know, hanging in there. Things on the up and up. And yeah, once I get more, I'm not going to say what it is yet, but you know, things are getting more positive, let's just say that. So yeah, you know,
as it should be, friend, because you deserve it.
Yeah. And, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Of course.
But, you know, we got some stuff we're going to talk about. But first thing first, let's talk about this Will and Jada situation first.
Oh, my God. Philly is taking a hit right now. Poor Philadelphia. Like, do y'all...
Yeah, so as you know, Jada released a book. I think it's called Worthy, I think it's called. Worthy, something like that. And, you know, and I heard in her book that they said that Will and Jada have been separated for 7 years. So I want to know, how do you feel about that?
It's interesting. Jada's been doing a lot lately, especially with her book tour. But again, her book is coming out. But again, you know, to each his own. And we have someone, he's a narcissist in the background. But I also feel like, the way that she talks about Tupac, like, I feel like she's not fixated, but I feel like if I'm married to someone, I'm sorry, you guys, you got a Mama Vanna in the background. The way that she talks about Tupac comparison to Will is kind of interesting to me. It's just like, I feel like if I marry someone, granted, if your greatest love is gone, and I'm not being insensitive, I do feel like, it's just very weird the way that she always refers to Pac and how she just talks about him in relation to Will.
Yeah.
So yes, guys. So again, Mama Amanda's in the background. So I apologize. She's giving her input. but yeah, I just feel like for Will to be a Libra. No, who's a Libra? Is it her? Is it him or is it she?
No, he's a Libra. She's a Virgo. He's
gonna get, okay. For his Libra not to be Libra-ing right now, or less, or as a Libra, you plotting on something, or it's either one of two things. I feel like either he's plotting on something, or he's about to tick tick boom, or he knows where all the skeletons are buried. Because I just feel like the way that she's doing him is just like trifling. I just feel like how much more as a Libra, you got he got something going on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you that crazy. How I feel, I mean, I don't know, it's weird. I mean, you know, well, funny, it's not really our business, but at the same time, though, it's kind of, it is, like you said, I guess my thing is why now, I guess, you know, why this coming out and stuff like that.
But again, because remember, her book is out now, I think because she wrote about everything in her book, so that's why everything's coming out. But I do feel like there's a way for you to be, you know, not respectful to your partner, even if you're not seeing it eye to eye. I feel like when you love someone, like there's a thin line between transparency and then making someone look crazy. And I do feel like she's really out here making poor Philly. I'm sorry, yeah, because. I don't know.
I mean, surprisingly, I've been following up the story now, hearing that her Will been working it out now and stuff like that. And I guess the whole situation with the slap made him closer. And it's a lie. It's a lie.
He's a different type of Libra. He's not, I don't know. We're going to have to look deeper into this. This is crazy with it.
I mean, to be honest, I feel like Will is just giving me a Mario vibes. He doesn't seem bothered by it.
That is true. And I will, okay, so I do see that perspective of Amarion and Bless Up and all that unbotheredness, but I also know Libra's Libra. And I feel like I wouldn't even be surprised if Will Smith decided to file for divorce. I wouldn't be surprised. It's almost like because I feel like Libra's, or people in general, but I'm gonna speak for a Libra. Like, you can poke us. You can poke the bear ultimately time. So let's say there's five levels of a Libra. You can poke us and poke us and poke us and we don't react. And then once you poke level five, we're gonna react. So either it's one, he definitely knows where all the skeletons are buried, or two, he's gonna file for divorce and no one's gonna see it coming. I mean, officially, like, file for divorce and there not be any shenanigans or, like, the hoopla hoopla. So, yeah, it's just, What a day.
But now you got me asking you another question that, you know, pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Now. What was the worst sign that you ever dated?
Sagittarius. I'm sorry, you guys. He didn't even have to finish the question for me to say. A Sagittarius. Oh my God. And I thought Gemini were bad, you guys. I'm sorry. So let me just responsibly say that I do have some I have y'all in my life. And when I said it to them, they were like, really? And I had to explain the situation. But yeah, Sagittarius are different. I thought Gemini's was bad. And then Lord said, make kids a Sag. What about you?
I wouldn't call them bad, but I have a lot of bad experiences with Virgo for some reason.
Really?
Yes, yeah. Remember when we spoke about last episode about the bad dates? A lot of Virgos that I dated, I've been ghosted by a lot of them. Yeah. I've been ghosted by Yeah.
And it's funny because then my COVID relationship was a Sag. So I'm like, interesting. Because, you know, have I dated a Virgo? I'm trying to think. I've had, like, one of my, like, my work bestie, he's a Virgo, but I can only take him to a certain standpoint, like, and so on and so forth. But a Virgo, I got to really sit and think. But I definitely between a Sag and I want to say... Gemini, no.
Maybe it can, yeah, no, the Sag took it. That's why it's known to me. And even dating a Libra, I've dated two Libras in my life. My team. I'll stay with a Libra and I dated someone else that was a Libra and I was like, yeah. Jesus, give it to somebody else.
I mean, also, even though I dated this sign once, I would say my own sign. Because, yeah, I didn't have experience with dating my own sign either.
You know what I think? I feel like, yeah, I feel like when you date your own sign, you can see through the BS, and you can definitely see through a lot of stuff. But I would not, if you're a Libra, don't date another. I mean, there's a balance in a Libra. Honestly, there's a balance in a Libra, in a sense, but you can also see through each other's BS. Yeah. But also, I wouldn't mind, this goes to our next question. My Scorpio was a good balance for me. Like, me and him was a good balance when we were together. Yeah.
Okay, so, Devonna, don't you got a question to ask?
I do have a little question. That's why I kind of, and I had to stop for a second. So, my question is, what would make you, I guess I would say, spin the block on an ex, or would you go back to an ex, or is there an ex that you wish that you could go back to?
You know, usually I don't go back to exes, but if I had the opportunity to go back to an ex, things would have to be completely different than what we did in the previous relationship. Meaning, it had to be some growth. We cannot make the same mistake we made the first time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see that, then it's a strong possibility that I could try again with the ex.
Do you think that you can have multiple loves in your life?
Hold on, repeat that question.
Do you think you can have people like, oh, this is the love of my life? But do you think that you can have, because the thing is that it's always the same, that you have three loves, like three main loves in your life, like people you can always date in between. But do you think you can have three major loves of your life? And if so, do you think you've encountered all three, or have you met two out of the three, or one out of the three, or?
I actually do think it's possible. I do think it's possible because the first love. Second love is the love that pretty much teach you a lesson that will prepare you to the forever love. And of course, the last one, the forever love. As of right now, I have encountered two of them. I had the first love already. I had the love that, you know, that taught me a lesson. But kind of why I took so long to be single, even though I've been something, but then, you know, I kind of, you know, yeah. I do think three, but I haven't experienced the third one yet.
Okay.
And what about you?
You know what? I gotta go walk my pet dinosaur outside, guys. I do think that I have experienced one and two. The third one, oh god, the third one I'm in limbo with. I'm sorry. The third one I'm in limbo with, but I definitely can say I met one and two, and so on and so forth. The reason why I'm saying like the third one, I'm kind of, I don't know, because there are two significant people that I realized that I met in my life that definitely left an imprint or something on me, and I don't think I'll ever love. I'm gonna love differently after meeting those two people in my life.
Interesting. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. It have been people who I did, you know, either dated or who had the possibility who could have been a third, but it just didn't get to that point, you know. But I mean, I do feel like it's a possibility for certain people, though. I do feel like it's a possibility for the third, though.
I will definitely say I would say respectfully, my Scorpio will always be my forever love. I will say that just because we met when I was like 21, and that was the person. So if you've been following the podcast, the person I refer to, like when we first started the Day and Night Talk series, currently obviously we're not together, but I will say that he will definitely be my forever love, and it definitely sucks because I feel like anyone that I date after him, well, I'm gonna always measure it up to that person. But I will say he definitely I love differently after him. I mean, hey, Scorpios, y'all start them all. You know what?
And, And I'm not gonna lie, I think the second person, I still try to find that person better than her. Cause she did play a big part in my life, and I go with you. And also, sadly, she's a fellow Libra like you, so yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, my second one was definitely a Libra, my fiance. So I was like, you know, when those Libras be Libra-ing, you know, but yeah.
That's a fact. But Vanna, that was a good question, though. That was a good question.
I mean, you know, if I could, honestly, if I could spit in black, and I'll definitely go back to my Scorpio. So if he hears it, we ain't gonna do that, though, because I'm a real one.
Like I said, I don't really see nobody who I would go back to. Sadly, at the moment, not even the past ones, sadly, but
yeah, no, maybe. My fiance, you know what? I'm not gonna unpack that, but the last fiance, no, nope. And plus, he's not walking out of my house. My family does not care for that man.
Dang,
it's bad. And my family's a really good family, so once my family's done with you, that's how I know, like, sorry, you can't come here. You are not invited to a picnic, a barbecue.
That's a fact. Family and friends, that's a fact.
Yeah, my friends don't care for him. He's like, dang, yeah, he can't spin a block if God himself tried.
But now you got me another question. Before we get to the main topic, I got another question.
Okay.
Is it, so say you date somebody, you know, for a long period of time, you got to know their family and friends, stuff like that, and then y'all end up breaking up. Is it wrong to keep in touch with them, or, you know, stuff like that?
I wish you could see the way that I'm looking at my phone right now. I'm like, so I feel like it's all about loyalty. So I feel like if someone that, let's say, my best friend's date. Okay, no, actually, no, I can answer this question. So one of my good friends, my call her my sister, she's no longer with someone. And if that person, because they were together, was like, I don't talk to you, I feel like it's all about loyalty. I feel like if I don't talk to you, then we shouldn't be in communication. I feel like it's kind of weird to still be in communication with someone that's my ex. Because obviously we're not together for a reason. And it definitely gives oppie vibes, as my students will say, op vibes or whatever. But yeah, no, if I'm done with you or whoever, like if my homegirl's not dating you no more, I'm good. You were the bro when you and my homegirl were together. And it is kind of weird because sometimes, unfortunately, you do build these certain type of relationships with people and you do become close to those people. But it's like, it's a breakup of a friendship. It's like, if my friend's not dealing with you, I'm not dealing with you. Respectfully, because my loyalty is going to always outweigh my sister than it is going to be for you. What about you? How do you feel?
This is a tricky one because it actually happened, not only with me, but people in my circle too. That people dated somebody and they not, and then they ended, and then they still keep in touch with people now. I mean, I think it depends on the person and how it ended. I think that's just for me. It depends how it ended. I mean, if it ended OD bad to the point that I can't even trust that person anymore, then yeah. But if it ended not that bad, but we always been cool and doing cool to this day, then I mean, I guess I probably not be close, but to check up on them to see how they're doing and stuff like that and. Stuff like that, but
I'm over here. I'm like, I'm a little tricky, y'all, because I'm sitting here thinking there is a situation, and respectfully, I'm going to be respectful of all parties involved because there is a situation that I was in with someone, and I allowed this person to get really close to a close friend of mine who was one of my really like close friends, like literally, like whatever. Him and this person became like they had a great bond, and honestly, I can be mature about it right now. Like, in retrospect, this was like my best friend. He was, me and him were close, like, and everybody knew that. I was the godmother of his children and so on and so forth. And so when him and that it is gonna put a lot of people's information out there, but whatever, it is what it is, guys. When my fiance and him met, I was always scared for them to meet because it's like, I'm very sacred. I'm like, okay, once you meet him, because that's like a sacred relationship. Me and my best friend, it was very sacred. Like, okay, only certain people get to meet him or whatever. And so they got a really, really, really close bond. And I was, at that time when we were together, I was so excited about it. Like, oh my God, like my best friend and my, the love of my life, in quotations, guys. You know, they're friends or whatever. They did become really, really close. And when we did break up, my former friend, because we're no longer friends anymore, well, I haven't spoken to for 3 years. I actually see him at the gym, which is kind of funny, but I just don't speak. I feel like he sided with the person that I was with, and even certain things that I won't say in the universe that he was doing that he kind of co-signed on, which was definitely hurtful. So it's definitely a situation. It's a very up thin line. So that's why anyone that I choose to date right now, like, I don't like having, like, I don't choose to bring around certain people or bring around, like, my inner circle, because I don't think, because it was a certain betrayal, a level of betrayal that I've never experienced before. You know, it was one of those, it was like one of those things, like, you co-signed on him cheating on me and you were okay with that.
Oh wow. Oh, well, that's like the story.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how I'm going to respectfully. I'm going to be respectful. Like, you co-signed on that, you did whatever, and you were okay with that. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I would never co-sign on you or in your situation or anyone disrespecting your situation. And I felt like he did do that. And I feel like it's some people listening. Oh boy. They're going to be like, I know what she's talking about. But it was just a really messy situation. But again, when my ex was doing me dirty, he still chose to ride with my ex. And it's what it is. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like, kind of sticky, y'all.
That's crazy. I know for me that I don't usually bring my person around my friends. I got many reasons. I'm a private person anyway. And stuff like that. So I try my best not to do that. But yeah, because when I want to get no expectations and other reasons too. But yeah, there you go.
There you go. But you know what? There's no love lost. So let me just, like, cause now I'm like, oh, this is kind of messy. But there's no love lost. It's definitely like when I was really hurting and going through it, I was like, girl, like I wouldn't know parts with that person, but honestly, like, I had to grow. I had to go. It's like growing pains. You have to heal through it. And it's no love lost. Like, honestly, it was like weird that when I saw this person in the gym, I wanted to speak to them, but I was like, you know what? Sometimes, like, I can love you from a distance and be like, you know what? I still want the best for you, your kids, your family. You know, we don't have to be the best of friends, but I don't want no ill will on you. I don't want anything bad. That, like, I want the best for you. But I also realized the moment that I was like, oh, I really can't really deal with you but I knew that our friendship, and I feel like this conversation is going all the way left field now, but I kind of felt like in the midst of, like, being, you know, like, you kind of backstabbed me, you did whatever, you were still friends with my ex, but when I knew our friendship was over and I knew, like, oh yeah, you still dealing with this person, when that person that he was buddy with, so I'm like, yo, Her dad passed, and you didn't reach out to me. That's how I know. I'm really, you know what? I'm good, because I feel like even if we're gonna be, you know, if we're gonna beef and you're betraying me, I feel like there's certain times in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or someone you're dating, that you throw up the white flag, as I call it. And I feel like at that moment, and it's like, it's not like you didn't know, you knew when my dad passed, and that said my ex told him, like, yo, her dad's not doing good, her dad passed, and you didn't throw that white flag, but you know what, let's stop the BS, and let me reach out to her, and you didn't, alright bro, it's good, it's alright, because you know what, God forbid something like that, or you go through trauma like that, I'm gonna reach out to you, like, yo, my condolences, I know we're not cool, but you know what, I'm praying for you, and that's it, and we're not here to make anybody feel bad, or if you hear this, you hear this, and it is what it is, and there we go. And we're back, just like that.
there you go. You know, message from Miss Barnaby. And so now it's time for the main event topic. And we go to
that wasn't it? That wasn't it?
No, that really wasn't. It might be one of the main topics now, but
I can hear the comments going now. I can see it. I can feel it. I can feel between the comments and my phone going off. Like, you did not see it. I did. And I said what I said, and I meant what I meant.
Yeah, that's the way we would love. So my question to you is the main topic. Would you go on TV to find love?
I would, because after seeing Larry's Wild with Cameron and what's his wife's name?
Lauren.
Yeah, I love them. I love them. I really would. Like, I thought about it. If I lived in Atlanta, I definitely would. But then I also feel like, isn't it weird? And I know, again, with sidebarring, like, we'll have shows like Love is Blind with, like, regular people, but then you have the Queen's Court with, like, Evelyn Lozada, Tamar Braxton, and Nivea, and all the relationships fail, but Cameron and Lauren are still standing.
That's a lot of shows like that. For me, I know this is something that I've been thinking about for a minute, if I should mm-hmm. or not. I think for me, it will be depend on the show. I would. Depend on the show. You know, I Love It Blind, of course. I like Love Is Blind. Stuff like that. I wouldn't mind being a bachelor. That'd be pretty cool.
Guilty pleasure is Love After Lockup. Like, I don't know why that's my guilty pleasure. Like, the way I love that show at 98 Fiance is like my.
Oh, well, my next question was, what is your favorite love reality shows?
Oh, yeah, 90 Day Fiancé and Love After Lockup. Like, I don't know why those shows just bring happiness to my spirit. No, you know what? I'm not going to say that because I feel like people are going to come for me. But those are my two favorite shows.
I know for me, here's the thing. I try my best to not be big on love reality shows. You know, I try my best. But it is a show that do come my attention that I watch. And of course, Love is Blind is one. Marriage at First Sight, you know, it's another one I like. I started getting into Love Island. That is an interesting show.
Is that the one where, like, they keep bringing their ex with them and a new love and a new boo and this, that? Is that that show?
No. That's the next show I'm about to mention. Temptation Island.
Okay.
Island. And when they bring their couple and they go through singles, and by the end they get to either stay with the person, go with a new person, or go to leave the island by themselves. That's another interesting show. But yeah. So tell me, like, why you like these shows? Like, why you like the show that you picked? No. Like, how you started watching them?
You know what? How did I start watching that? Because of Chantel and Pedro. Like, I know they have a spinoff, like, the family Chantel right now. First of all, like, Pedro. I feel like he definitely used Chantel for his green card, respectfully. I feel like he definitely used her for that. I don't know how I started watching, like, shows like 90 Day Fiancé and stuff, but I think they were, like, the main couple that I was following, and I definitely liked them. And I she was definitely, I had to learn how to like her, but now, like, seeing everything she's going through with Pedro, I'm like, he definitely used her to get his card, and I think he's really trying to get his family over here, and I think he did her dirty, personally. Love Is Blind, because that was around quarantine, right?
It was 2019 was when the year, early 2020.
But honestly, I don't think I started watching it until quarantine, like when we were, like, stuck in the house, and I was like, oh, everybody was talking about it on social media. But I enjoy, like, watching, like, because I feel like, you know, getting to know someone, you know, based on their mental, their intellect and stuff versus their actual physical was definitely different for me. It's almost like, you know, when people go on these dating apps, but again, you can see a picture, so the name is on and so forth. And then Love After Lockup, who does not like the luxury of that? It's one of those things that a Friday night, I'm like, Lord, cannot be me, will not, but yeah, but that's since I started watching those. What about you?
Alright, so I'm gonna start with Love Is Blind. When I fell in love with Blind first season, honestly, I think the trailer caught my attention, and I like how the experience was. You talk to somebody through a wall, you ask to propose to them, you find them, you see the reveal, and then you be with them for 2 weeks, seeing if you want to marry them or not. That was an instant concept. I mean, if you really think about it, that's like how dating online is. Only thing different is you just got a profile. You see how the person like, but you don't know how. You see how the person look like, but you don't know how they actually are. If you really think about it, it's something like that. But I liked the idea of it, and it caught my attention, and I started watching Love Is Blind. Temptation Island and Love Island, I found out both of them the same way. One day I was watching Monday Night Raw, and after Monday Night Raw was finished, Temptation Island came on, Love Island came on, and it just caught my attention. I started watching it. Also, for Love Island, a lot of people were talking about it, and I always wondered what it was. I started watching it from season 4 when it was on Peacock, because originally it was on CBS. And yeah. And also, Married at First Sight. So, how I started watching that was were pretty interesting. It was because of the last girl I dealt with, actually. Because one day I was at our house, we watched the TV. She asked me, do I watch Married at First Sight? I'm like, nah. I'm not big on shows like that. So one day I started watching it with her, and it was pretty interesting.
I feel like 3 or 4 like couples of guys divorced since that show started, right? Like a couple of them got divorced.
A whole lot of them. That show been going on. Right? Yeah, a whole lot of them. Yeah, a whole lot of them. I mean, I started watching from season, I think 13. I started from season 13. Yeah, so I was in from the beginning. Okay. But you know, it got kind of interesting, and I started watching. I didn't watch it. They got new season out now, but I didn't watch it though. But yeah, you know, cool. Yeah. I need that to shop. I mean, I think I probably would try too, though.
They have like the new Bachelor where it's like the golden, like the older version of like, daddies. Like, I saw that. I was like, oh, let me start out. Let me roll the one that real quick. But no, joking, guys. But yeah, Blaster, they have like the older version, though. Shout out to my stepfather. He had true shadow. But yeah, I saw they have like the golden. I forgot what they call it, like the golden bachelor or something. Yeah, it was off the golf. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, Cougar City. Oh my God. Here we go.
So my also question, have you watched the latest season of Love Is Blind?
I have not, but I've seen enough in social media where I feel like it's too much going on, I want to say, but I haven't watched it. I feel like maybe in the next week or two, I'll probably will watch it, but I haven't. I can't even commit to that as of right now. But I'm assuming you're all caught up and like...
yeah, I watched the whole season, and I would say this. Okay, don't waste your time. This is probably one of the worst seasons. Love Is Blind.
You know what? And that's why I feel like I didn't watch it, because someone else was like, it's like a hit or miss. It's like a, you know, it may or may not. So.
Yeah, it was not a good season.
Yeah, I just feel like after Lauren and Cameron, like, you can't you top that. Like, you can't touch TV after that.
I mean, season 2, everybody got reports of season 2. Season 3, I believe. One person stayed together season 3. Season 4, I believe everybody from season 4 stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one couple who shut the girl down. And now we have season 5, and this was a really bad season. I'm not gonna tell you who won, who you know, who stayed together, but
I mean, guys, if you feel like I should watch it, please let us know, because I will watch it. But honestly, if I don't have to, I won't.
Yeah, but
I won't. However, if y'all want to put my love, if y'all want to put Love at the Lockup, that's my show. And I guess one of the people that's on that show, I think his name was like Ashanta. I know he passed away, so condolences to him and his family. He passed away, I think, a couple months ago in a car accident. But yeah, that's definitely one of my shows. And Sarah and Michael in New York, y'all making this look, well, y'all upstate New York, so y'all don't really count. But but yeah, so that's my show. We can definitely talk about Love After Lockup and 90 Day Fiance all day, because those are my things.
Well, there go. And any final words, Miss Vanna, before we end this episode?
There's no final words again, guys. Of course, thank you again for, you know, tuning in with us. But, you know how to follow your girl. Follow me on Instagram at Vanna, VANNA_BEE. I'm also on, what is it, Good Pods now? What is it?
Good Pods, yeah, Good Pods.
Yes, I'm actually on that now, so I haven't, like, responded back to comments and stuff. So your girl's on there, too. But, again, it's always a pleasure to have an episode with y'all and all that fun stuff. And, of course, with the most amazing host in the world, Mr. Ken the Gentleman.
I appreciate that, and I try. And I know, thank you, Vanna, for always doing the show with me. Always a good time doing the show. And, you know, this is Date Night Talk. Mr. Gentleman, like the pocket presents. Date Night
Talk. Oh, I did it too early.
You can find the show every second and third Thursday on its normal schedule. We will not be, have no episodes in November. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a 1 month break. But we will return in December with new episodes of Mr. Gentleman, like the pocket presents, Date Night Talk, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. And thank you, and we'll be right back.
There you go.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game, and we had roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday, The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning into the special Sunday episode of Mr. Gentleman Life Dev Pocket Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays. Thank you to my co-host, Ms. Vanna B, for always doing the show with me. You already know, doing this with you always been a fun journey, and we got many more to come. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sunday for the main series, and every Thursday for Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And the Old School Show with myself and the Star Writing Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Spinoff Series Thursdays will return in December for new spin-off series episodes. But the main series of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast will return on November 12th. So we're going to take a little short 2-week break, and we're going to return on November 12th for the main series, season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, where we have more guests and many more. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, AHA Radio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Pod Chases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Life Dev Podcast. And if you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Life Dev Podcast, whether it's the main series or spin-off series Thursday shows, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, KenYPGENT@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken_Mr. Gentleman, GENTLEMAN, and we can set something up, because I do need guests on Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. And y'all, coach, y'all can add me on Good Pods, Ken Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pods catered to many independent podcasters. You can see where everybody listening to. We can rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. And at the time for Mr. Gentleman Like That Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts, and we back. And for top 100 shows, we are number 9 on the normal charts and number 7 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are number 2. And for top 100 episodes, we are number 13 on the normal charts and number 17 on the indie charts. For the old school show, episode 21, TB's theme songs. And yeah, thank y'all for supporting the Gym Like the Podcast. Y'all already know, I appreciate everyone, all my people that listen to the show. It really means a lot. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, where y'all can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. Y'all can watch every video from all of the audio versions of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket TV, Mr. Gentleman Fact Quote of the Day, and many more. Y'all can check out every guest appearance that I've been on. Y'all can check out the latest guest appearances that I've been on with the Simplest Podcast, hosted by Amanda. It's a really fun episode. Check it out. Check out every guest that's been on Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. We have 62 guests. More guests coming soon. And of course, we have merch at tpublic.com, or y'all can buy merch through the websites. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. And support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast, y'all. And check out the website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And Thank you, everybody that's been supporting Mr. Gentleman Knight, the podcast, from listening, sharing, tell a friend, reviewing, leaving a comment, getting me on the charts, buying merch. Every support means a lot. And continue to support Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. As I just mentioned, Spinoff Series Thursday will return in December. So all other spinoff series, to the Spinoff Series Thursday shows, a conversation about music, Date Night Talk, and the Old School Show will return in December. But on November 12th, Season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast will return. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of The Gentleman Like That Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Jessica.
Sonia.
And I'm Dawn Marie.
And we are Opinionated Lashes.
And you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.